thought platform.
Where are you on the snooze button, pro con? You down?
Used to be. Haven't been for years. My alarm clock is on the other side of the room.
So you need that challenge to get up, get out, go to it.
I'm going to explain something to you that you don't know anything about.
I don't.
About me.
No.
My lifestyle, my sleep habits, or how I wake up in the morning.
Okay. Give it.
Several years ago, my wife and I made a decision to never have a normal alarm clock again. We have used everything.
Mm-hmm.
We've used... We've used CD
Clock radio.
A
little rock and roll wake you up.
You know what is the is worse than anything? Waking up to the news.
No, you can't do that.
Next is waking up to a commercial. Next is waking up to buzzing or binging or something like that.
Okay.
So?
You go au naturel.
No, that's impossible.
Let the light wake you up.
Well, getting hotter.
Okay.
We have one of these alarm clocks that about 20 minutes before the alarm goes off, and I'll explain what the alarm is in a second.
Okay.
Slowly lights up a super light bulb with natural daylight spectrum.
So mimics like a mini sunrise in your
mini
room.
Mini sunrise in the bedroom. So you start sort of coming out of sleep 20 minutes before the alarm. About 3-4 minutes before the alarm, you're kind of like right at the edge of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have selected an alarm that sounds like birds chirping outside.
Oh, I like that.
And that's the way I wake up every morning. However, I will tell you one thing. Also, and it's across the room, so there's no snooze.
No, you got to get up.
No, you're getting up. And it's a pleasant enough wake up where it's like you've kind of have a built-in snooze. Because you're getting a subconscious poke to the face 20 minutes before the actual alarm comes
up. Let me ask you about that, though. So what does that do when the light bulb goes off and it mimics daylight or the start of daylight? What's that doing to your dreams? Have you noticed a difference in your dreams?
I start to quite lucidly realize that I need to start lifting myself out of the sleep mode into a more conscious mode. You know, sometimes you have a choice and you're lifted up out of your sleep mode enough to say, is this a go back to sleep moment?
Right.
Or is this a get up moment? And those have become very, very sort of visceral to me. So I know if even with my eyes closed, if I sense light through my eyelids, I go, oh no, this is the alarm clock. I need to pay attention to this and at least not consciously jump back into sleep.
So you don't fight it?
No. Because you know, here's the benefit. You know you've got, depending on where in the cycle you get up, you have at least 5 minutes. You might have 15 more minutes. So there's no use in fighting it because you have a built-in snooze, kind of. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do hear it.
Because the violent alarm...
In the standard
setup doesn't offer you that.
No.
That's why the snooze is so overused or used at all. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
What about you?
I fight it way too much, I think, sometimes.
But what is the alarm? What is waking you up?
It's typically an alarm set through the phone, the smartphone, at the same time that I have a secondary alarm going off. They're set at the exact same time. And I have to address both of them separately.
But is this, I understand that procedure. So it forces you to
be... It's a redundant system. Yeah, there's no way I'm hitting the snooze on the local one, the one physically closest to me.
It's like an airline pilot. You're not accidentally going to take off.
I'm not.
There's a whole systems check.
There's a whole clipboard and a rundown. And if I could have a second person in the room, that'd be great.
Well, you'd both turn the key at the same time.
Well, you have to do that.
Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the dual alarm system begin to chime at the moment you're required to be out of your bed?
No, but I don't operate any other way other than up and out. If I linger, if I go back in, that's a recipe for disaster. Now, that's just me. That's just, I figured that out about myself, and that's okay.
Well, I think that's, yeah, you don't want to hate your alarm. And that's what I think the snooze offers you, is the opportunity for hate.
Well, certainly if it's only a 5 or an 8 minute snooze window, is that, is that the right word?
Sure. Interval.
Yeah, interval is the word I want. Thank you. That's going to irritate me, because in true sleep, 5 or 8 minutes goes by like...
Well, it's worthless, right? Your sleep patterns are probably in at least 20-minute cycles.
And I'll say this.
Yeah.
I'm really the guy who wakes up 5 minutes before the alarm even goes.
Because you know when it's going to go off.
Yeah, so I turn it off, actually, the first one. Because I'm already up.
Well, this is what the light thing does for me.
And I get some light in my room, and I actually do have birds outside my window. So I get some of that benefit naturally.
Well, I'll tell you this. We are recording this in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is that on most mornings, the actual sun starts to come up before my alarm clock.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And the real birds start to sing before the fake birds. Yeah. And they are remarkably similar. The bird sounds are astoundingly realistic this thing. So sometimes I don't know, and I peek my eye open, and it's 5:30, and that's a little bit before my alarm was set that day. And I'm like, oh, I got fooled by the real sun and the real birds. But it's not so terrible.
What time does it have to be that you can wake up in the middle of the night, meaning before dawn? What time does it have to be that when you see what time it is, whether you've gotten up to use the bathroom or just rearrange yourself or, you know, refluff the sheets, what have you, what does that readout have to say where you say to yourself, oh, that's awesome that I have that much more rest time in front of me?
This is all dependent on when I went to bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you do that calculation then?
Oh, yeah.
I never
like
do that.
Like if that's wake up and it's 3 a.m.,
yeah,
that could mean wholly different things depending on when I went to sleep.
Well, sure, yeah, okay. That's funny. I never do that. I always do it from, I'm always backing it out. I'm not thinking about where it came from. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm at a point now, if I'm training for an event and I'm paying a lot of attention to my sleep, and I'm trying to get a lot of sleep, I'm talking 8 hours minimum, sometimes more, which is a lot for a grown-up person.
Mm-hmm. Whether it be a physical activity or a big mental trip or a work thing,
yeah.
Well, you know you need to be rested.
I try to pay attention to this. I don't try to chip away at the sleep vault too badly.
No.
If I look at, and it's 3 a.m.,
yeah,
and say I'm waking up at 5:30 that day,
mm-hmm,
I'm freaked out if I went to bed at midnight. But if I went to bed at 9:30, I'm like, 3 a.m., oh, that's fine.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. That's not how I do that at all. I always do it based on, is it more than an hour from when I have to get up? If it's more than an hour, and it could be literally 1 hour, 1 minute, it's the best. If it's sub 59:59 before I have to get up, I feel robbed. I feel totally, I'm angry about it.
Well, see, I flipped the script on that one because I used to be that way, but now I know it's on me to put head to pillow at the appropriate hour in the evening. And if I go to bed late, you know, if I go to bed at 11:30 when I should have gone to bed at 10, that's on me. If I wake up at 3 o'clock, I'm like, well, that was dumb because, you know, it's inevitable. Some nights you're going to wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason. A dog barks, somebody kicks a trash can, you wake up to use the bathroom, or stress wakes you up, or a dream, or whatever. So I put it on me. It's incumbent on me to go to bed at the right time as opposed to ensuring that I have enough sleep. And I'm going to tell you this. The experience then is if I bolt upright in the middle of the night, but I have gone to bed early enough, I go, wow, I just got 4 hours of sleep. And if I just get a few more, I'm good. It doesn't matter what time it is. It's a very relaxing way to have that encounter. Whereas you look at the clock and you're like, oh my God, I've, like you said, I'm totally robbed of my sleep.
Are you the kind of guy that keeps a pen and a piece of paper by your bed? Like, do you ever wake up and have to, in the middle of the night, write words down?
I do always have a pen and a piece of paper and usually several books and magazines by my bed, mm-hmm. but I rarely ever write anything down. I don't find dreams incredibly interesting, and when I have tried to describe my dreams to people, even ones that I thought were awesome, mm-hmm. they just come out in a messy jumble.
Oh, that's what they are, right?
You know, because you're just remembering your dream and you're trying to reconstruct it in your head and you're realizing it doesn't make any sense anyway. So it takes some craft. You would actually have to work it before you presented it to someone. Otherwise, it's just boring.
I keep a fax machine by my bed just in case I have to fax something.
Is that because you may have to fax your dreaming self some information?
Yeah, just in case.
That's interesting.
It's also a scanner, too, so you make a copy.
What if that goes off while you're sleeping? That'll wake you up.
It's loud.
Beep, boop, pop, boop, beep, boop, pop.
No, I used to have a fantasy that you would wake up in the morning, and instead of being given the morning paper, which doesn't exist anymore anyway, but you would get thrown on your porch, your front stoop, a list of everybody in the world who had a dream that you appeared in, whether you were a background character or they knew that it was you. But I have this belief that we appear in everybody else's dreams, and it would be kind of cool to get sort of a daily report, a rundown of who dreamed you and as what. So I would get the report, oh, Brian dreamed about you and you were a slug or a dandelion.
Dandelion, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Can I say something? Dreams are really weird.
Yeah.
Like, you lie down, and it makes sense your body needs to rest, but it doesn't stop doing, your heart keeps beating, your lungs keep going, your blood keeps circulating.
Hopefully, yeah. That's the plan.
Neurons keep firing, but you're flooded with natural drugs that paralyze you.
I love that.
And like healing happens if you have a wound you have muscle reconstruction that has to happen because you worked out or whatever. So that's all happening.
Sure, yeah.
I assume things like your endocrine system and white blood cells are doing the work that they're too busy to do during the day.
They're dancing at night.
I guess. I don't know. But what's with the dreams? Why are you getting visual and auditory and sometimes other information of stuff that's not happening?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of that?
Flush it out, babe. You can't hold on to all that stuff.
Right. So some of the stuff I've read is that it's sort of a filing mechanism, right?
Filing, assorting, yeah.
Your brain is sorting out, like, not important information, not important information. Keep this up at the top. File that with the other 47,000 commutes to work you had during along the same exact route. We don't need to memorize that.
No.
But this new person that we met, maybe that has to stay up at the top.
Yeah, it's like a sifting.
Or this problem that you have, let's sort through that a little bit more.
Yeah, but it's doing so in a way that you're not fully aware of.
Well, that's the weird part. Why can't we harness that time and intentionally work on it? Doesn't that make sense? Why can't we be thinking actively for 24 hours? Instead, it doesn't work like that. We need a third of the day to let our brain just work without us, without our executive functioning. That seems odd.
It's the best part of my day. It is. I love it so much.
But here's the thing. Is that what dogs experience all the time? Is there, like, you know, like, I'm going to say a word and I don't mean it to be negative or pejorative. Lesser life forms.
I don't think it's what they experience all the time.
Like dogs or snakes.
Well, like dogs and cats definitely sleep much more than we do.
Let's bring it off of mammals. Let's go with animals that work almost entirely on instinct, like mice. Well, they're mammals, but they're working mostly off of instinct. We know that they do learn some things. Are they actively...
You want to go with birds on this one?
I don't know. Some birds seem to be smart.
Insects? You want to go with insects?
I guess, but they're so much different.
That's a whole different
they're
thing.
They're totally different from us. So let's go with some animal that works on instincts. Take your pick. Is their life more like a dream where their executive functioning actually isn't happening? They're like experiencing things, but I don't like a dream. You know what I mean?
Again, you're trying to lay your framework on top of their thing, and that's not how that goes, I don't think.
I guess you're right.
I know dreams are important, meaning the process of having them. I don't think any one dream is important. I mean the ability that we get to have them, that we experience them, and we experience them at such a level that we don't even recall how many we're having. That's phenomenal to me.
Right. Wouldn't that make more sense that we could either experience or remember our dreams as if they were actual memories, or not experience or remember them at all? Shouldn't it be one or the other?
I actually like that it's both. But it is
very strange.
It's extremely strange.
You know, like in real life, waking life, conscious life, right now, I know that I'm experiencing it through all of my senses.
You think you are, but
they are all, stop it.
That's fine.
They're all available to me.
Okay.
And I'm having this experience.
Sure.
And if I choose right now to say, okay, I'm going to remember this.
Well, there's a recording of it, so you're good.
Well, there we go. See, I have now a device to help me trigger the memory.
And maybe someday we'll have a device that records your dreams.
How will that happen? Because the things...
I don't know.
Hold on. The things that are happening in your dream aren't really happening, but it's using the same...
mechanism.
Physical mechanisms.
Sure. So much so that you have to have paralysis so you don't punch the wall.
Or run away.
Or walk out of bed.
Or grab the car steering wheel.
Or make coffee at midnight, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, all of this is exposed by people who sleepwalk or do things in their dreams, act out their dreams, because, you know, that part of them isn't functioning properly.
It's intense.
It is a weird thing. I don't understand it at all.
Because we know nothing.
I guess we don't.
Sweet dreams. This was a show, you just listened to it.